Picture a graveyard filled with thousands of failed startups. Each headstone tells the same tragic story. Brilliant founders, innovative ideas, months or years of hard work, all ending in the same fate. What killed them? They built something nobody wanted. This isn't a hypothetical scenario. It's the leading cause of startup death, claiming more ventures than funding shortages, team conflicts, or market timing combined. But here's the twist. This tragedy is entirely preventable. The methodology outlined in Running Lean emerged from a simple realization. Traditional business planning is broken. Entrepreneurs spend months crafting detailed business plans that nobody reads, based on assumptions nobody tests, predicting futures nobody can know. Meanwhile, the market has fundamentally shifted. Building products has become cheaper and faster, creating fierce global competition where traction trumps patents and customer validation beats investor pitches. The companies that win aren't necessarily those with the best ideas, but those that learn fastest. Meet Steve and Larry, two entrepreneurs with similar backgrounds, comparable skills, and equally promising startup ideas. Fast forward 1 year, Steve works alone in his apartment with zero revenue, while Larry leads a growing team serving dozens of paying customers. What happened? Steve followed what seemed like the logical path. He spent months perfecting his AR/VR product in isolation, believing that if he built something amazing, customers would come. When his savings dwindled, he approached investors, who promptly rejected him as too early. Without traction or customers, Steve had nothing to show except code and promises. Larry took a radically different approach. Instead of building first, he started by sketching his business model on a single page, the Lean Canvas. Rather than guessing what customers wanted, he talked to them before writing a single line of code. He created a traction roadmap that prioritized testing his riskiest assumptions, not his easiest features. Within weeks, Larry was demoing a rough prototype and actually charging customers. The difference between Steve and Larry wasn't talent or work ethic, it was mindset. Steve operated like an artist, falling in love with his solution and building in isolation. Larry operated like an innovator, treating his business model as the product and obsessively focusing on customer problems. This is the essence of continuous innovation, rapid cycles of testing, learning, and adapting that transform uncertain ideas into thriving businesses. Traditional business plans take weeks to write and are outdated before completion. The Lean Canvas offers a revolutionary alternative, a single-page business model snapshot created in 20 minutes. Your business model is your product, not just the solution you're building. Here's the counterintuitive truth. The Lean Canvas deliberately gives less than 1/9 of its space to your solution. Why? Because your solution typically isn't what's riskiest. Investors care about traction, customers care about their problems, and you need to own the entire value creation system. This transforms your focus from features to essential questions. Who are my customers? What problems keep them awake? How will I reach them? What will they pay? Creating your first canvas requires letting go of perfection. Sketch it in one sitting, having team members work individually first to avoid groupthink. The real power emerges when you resist tunnel vision. Most entrepreneurs create one canvas and fall in love with it. Instead, split your idea into multiple variants, different customer segments, alternative problems, varied solutions. Your project management tool might serve freelancers, small agencies, or enterprise teams. Each requires a different canvas. Consider music's evolution, cassettes to CDs to MP3s to streaming. Sound quality didn't consistently improve. MP3s actually sounded worse than CDs. What drove these shifts? Customers don't buy solutions. They buy better outcomes. This is the innovator's gift. New problems come from old solutions. The best opportunities aren't brand new problems. They're well-understood frustrations with existing alternatives. Entrepreneurs consistently fall into the innovator's bias trap, unconsciously inventing problems their pre-existing solutions could solve rather than discovering problems customers actually have. When you've already decided to build a hammer, everything starts looking like a nail. The key lies in understanding switching triggers, those moments when customers realize their existing solution is inadequate. Your project management tool crashes during a client presentation. Your accounting software can't handle growing complexity. These triggers create windows of opportunity, but only if your product promises to be dramatically better, 3 to 10 times better, because overcoming inertia and switching costs requires massive perceived improvement. When you understand customers' problems better than they understand them themselves, an automatic transfer of expertise occurs. Customers instinctively believe that if you grasp their struggles so deeply, you must have the right solution. This creates the strategy of preeminence, a competitive advantage that's nearly impossible to replicate. But uncovering these problems is tricky. Instead of asking directly, explore how customers currently use existing alternatives. Listen for friction points, struggles, workarounds, gaps between what they want and what they get. Here's the crucial insight. Products don't compete in isolation. Theodore Levitt famously said, "People don't want quarter-inch drill bits, they want quarter-inch holes." But even that doesn't go far enough. They want to hang pictures. A drill bit manufacturer obsessing over stronger bits might miss that customers could accomplish their goal with command strikes that eliminate drilling entirely. Stop focusing on building a better product and start building better users. Don't build better cameras, build better photographers. Run a problem discovery sprint over 2 weeks using one-on-one interviews. Patterns typically emerge after just 10-15 focused interviews, revealing about 80% of key insights. Skip traditional financial forecasts. Use a 5-minute Fermi estimate to test if your idea can hit minimum success criteria or if fundamental constraints block success. Think of your business as a customer factory with 5 steps: acquisition, activation, retention, revenue, and referral. Work backwards to test viability. Need $1 million annually at $100 per customer? You need 10,000 active customers. With typical churn, 4-year retention, and conversion, 1%, you'll need 2,500 leads annually just to maintain that base. When numbers don't work, fix your business model. Don't lower goals. The most underutilized lever? Price. Double your pricing. Need half the customers. If you lose fewer than half when doubling prices, you win with lower costs and higher margins. Product roadmaps assume you'll know what to build 18 months ahead, fantasy for startups. Instead, use a traction roadmap with staged learning across 3 phases, H10x larger: problem solution fit, product market fit, and scale. The first stage is where you slow down to speed up, deeply understanding 10 to 30 early customers without needing a working product. This takes 3 to 6 months. Break your 3-year journey into 12 90-day cycles for manageable sprints. Business model design rests on untested assumptions. Validation transforms these into reality by testing what's riskiest first. Use a systems-based approach. Identify your limiting constraint, the bottleneck where your riskiest assumptions live. Think of a factory production line. If one machine processes 100 units per hour while others handle 500, that slow machine constrains everything. Maybe you acquire leads easily but struggle to activate them. Or activation works great, but customers churn quickly. Identifying this bottleneck tells you exactly where to focus. The 90-day cycle provides perfect cadence, long enough for meaningful progress, short enough to create urgency. The first 2 weeks focus on alignment, the remaining 10 on execution and learning. During validation, shift from thought experiments to customer experiments. You're seeking temporal truths that make your business work now, not universal truths. Declare expected outcomes before running experiments. If we do X, we expect Y to happen. Then let the data speak. Building something nobody wants kills most startups. The second leading cause? Failing to get buy-in from key stakeholders. Brilliant ideas mean nothing if you can't communicate them effectively to recruit co-founders, attract customers, or raise funding. Most elevator pitches fail by explaining your solution instead of creating curiosity. An effective pitch tells your desirability story. When customers encounter a triggering event, they need to accomplish a specific job. They normally use existing alternatives, but because of switching triggers, these no longer work. Here's what's at stake. So we built a solution that achieves their desired outcome through our unique value proposition. Good pitching isn't about forcing your solution onto others. It's about framing your story according to your audience's worldview. Investors want market size, business model viability, and traction. Customers care about their problems, not your solution. After identifying significant customer problems, design a solution that causes customers to switch from existing alternatives quickly and with limited resources. Your 2-week solution design sprint balances 3 constraints: desirability, do customers want this? Viability, can we build a sustainable business? And feasibility, can we deliver this quickly? Finding where all 3 intersect requires multiple passes and tough trade-offs. Desirability hinges on your promise, a dramatically better way to complete their job, 3 to 10 times better than alternatives. Why so dramatic? Switching has costs, learning curves, implementation friction, fear of the unknown. Your MVP must overcome this inertia by addressing the smallest subset of problems that creates enough value to justify switching. Viability constrains problem selection. Using your minimum success criteria and Fermi estimate, ensure the problems you're solving support your target business model and pricing. Sometimes, compelling customer problems don't support viable business models, forcing you to choose different segments or adjust goals. Feasibility imposes a critical constraint. Deliver your MVP within 2 months. Most customers won't wait longer. This drives alternative approaches: the concierge MVP, manually delivering the service, the Wizard of Oz MVP, cobbling together existing tools, or the foot-in-the-door MVP, delivering minimal value to enter the customer's world. With discovery and design complete, craft your mafia offer using the hero's journey arc: customer as hero, competition as villain, you as guide, your product as the transformative gift. You validated demand, but beware the innovator's bias. Separate your product launch from your marketing launch. Start with a soft launch to hand-picked early adopters, validating value delivery before marketing. Don't halt customer acquisition for development. Your customer factory is a flywheel, harder to start than maintain. Set a non-negotiable launch date and announce it publicly. Fight scope creep by limiting scope to the first 90 days of usage. Adopt continuous delivery and batch rollout, starting with friendly customers who quickly identify issues. All businesses share one goal: make happy customers while maintaining a working business model. After establishing repeatable acquisition, activation becomes critical. This is where the aha moment happens. Activation drives retention, revenue, and referrals. Together with retention, it forms the happy customer loop, essential for switching customers from old solutions. Once your happy customer loop shows predictable repeatability, shift towards scalable growth channels. Sustainable growth follows one rule: new customers come from past customers' actions. This happens by reinvesting 3 types of captured value: money, content and data, and referrals back into acquisition. Running lean offers a systematic path from vision to reality. Winners test assumptions relentlessly, listen to customers obsessively, and adapt quickly. Your business model is your product. Constraints are gifts, and learning speed is your competitive advantage. Now stop reading and start testing.